Savitri, Book 11, Canto 1, starting with the page 672, ending with the page 673. Arisen, beneath a triple mystic heaven, the seven immortal earths were seen, sublime, homes of the blessed, released from death and sleep, where grief can never come, nor any pang. Arriving from self-lost and seeking worlds, alter heaven nature's changeless quietude and mighty posture of eternal calm, its pose of ecstasy immutable. Plains lay that seemed the expanse of God's wide sleep. Thought's wings climbed up towards heaven's vast repose, lost in blue deeps of immortality. A changed earth nature felt the breath of peace. Air seemed an ocean of felicity, or the couch of the unknown spiritual rest, a vast quiescence swallowing up all sound into a voicelessness of utter bliss. Even matter brought a close spiritual touch, all thrilled with the immanence of one divine. The lowest of these earths was still a heaven, translating into the splendor of things divine the beauty and brightness of terrestrial scenes. Eternal mountains ridge on gleaming ridge, whose lines were graved as on a sapphire plate and etched the borders of heaven's lustrous noon, climbed like piled temple stairs, and from their heads of topless meditation heard below the approach of a blue pilgrim multitude, and listened to a great arriving voice of the wide travel hymn of timeless seas. A chanting crowd from mountain bosoms slipped past branches fragrant with the sigh of flowers, hurrying through sweetnesses with revel leaps, the murmurous rivers of felicity, divinely rippled, honey-voiced desires, mingling their sister eddies of delight, then widening to a pace of calm-lipped muse, down many glimmered estuaries of dream, went whispering into lakes of liquid peace. On a brink held of senseless ecstasy, and guarding an eternal poise of thought, sat sculptured souls dreaming by rivers of sound in changeless attitudes of marble bliss. Round her lived the children of God's day in an unspeakable felicity, a happiness never lost, the immortal's ease, a glad eternity's blissful multitude.